And the virtue is the result of fully embracing the process of our internal as well as external formation. And as soon as human rights become an obligation, humans have no longer the right to be human. Mass media is a media of mass rage from which the wise ought to always escape. Like a giant tree falling to the ground, still blossom, so it's our society. And the only way out of our deteriorating social business is forcing ourselves into nature before it's too late. And only daring for a high nature, we can sweat away all the poison sitting within us. And we ought to leave behind our low ambitions and push high the limits of our spirituality. And in our purity, we ought to always set the limit for the time we get exposed to the intoxication of the world. And it is only nature to set the right time for us to get engaged and disengaged with its elements. And as leisure becomes work, the only escape is to get back to real work. And we shall take breaks only to prepare for our real long break, our death. And only by being lonely we can regenerate our soul of a power we can share with others. And at times we ought to set free, even from a slavery we set on ourselves to be free. And it is only in nature that we can prove ourselves that we can make it in full autonomy and control. And spiritual elevation may not occur without an underlying worldly corruption. And in the management of our time, we ought to always remember to be lonely with our intimate sphere. And while speculated nature gets completely dry out, spirituality is the moist for its regeneration. And without any suppression, one will have to deal with every little instance of his heritage. And a shortcut can be in the long run more fatiguing than following the main way back. And by socially excluding all the bad possibilities, we naturally exclude the very good potential. And the place for a transition from two extremes is always needed, all also on our way back. The more labor intense is a structure, the harder will be to demolish its essence. And right in the flow of our thinking, everything previously said can be turned upside down. And culture becomes the remedy to mend the periodical striking of the unexpected. And fame will only hinder and alter any unworldly ambition. And the only medium that can take us everywhere and nowhere at once is our intellect. And our virtue ought to fortify also against all the poison constantly spitted at us by the social. and branched out in the long term, we will all have to deal with our roots. And why are we to take credit for the things we discover when the world is so infinite? And only by daring towards a pure geometry we can communicate to others its greatness. And it is in the most perfect beings that even the smallest imperfection become dreadful. And only through the accomplishment of our willing we will be able to absorb real knowledge. And we may go forward to prepare the future realization of our present. And art ought to become again the architecture and not its surface decoration. And while we are pushed to develop what is new, we ought to always preserve the old. And as we approach the conception of our creation, our spirit is endowed with extra power, and we must maintain our innocence even against those who lost it for a social rage. And we will avoid the fake professional seriousness to dedicate ourselves to our spiritual devotion. An angel is in every one of us, weaving while waiting for us to return to our original nature. And only in the higher pastures we can graze the purity of our soul. And avoid all that is superficially blinding to scent the blossom of a disappearing life. And life is a flow that our perception can narrate in its manifestations and make meaning of it. And one mutilation might be less painful than all the hammering that social rights procured. And our main virtue lies in being able to deal with the network and at the same time build our integrity. And an improper boosting will always lead to an unrecoverable consumption of our energies. And only when the fruit is so ripe that it's falling, it is time to rinse the entire tree. And we shall not lean back, but continue our spiritual exploration, especially when some social recognition gets on us. And we might keep investing ourselves and souls into the social euphoria and at last be left with less than nature originally gave us. And we can keep strong thanks to a base where we can bring the seeds of a wind that keeps blowing us around. The soft moralism of the elite can be infinite and yet is their only way to maintain and prolong their power status. Let it all grow slowly and without prejudices you will be able to lean towards the right decision. And while preparing all the necessary infrastructure to withhold our spiritual enterprise, we shall not maintain any expectation, as the necessary withholding is within us. And as a farmer-like sedentarism cementified natural work into social work, a shepherd-like nomadism will make it fluid again. and only nature, the constant layer of new life makes the underneath structure unrecognizable. And as we gain richness in our virtual kingdom, hunger and poverty may strike our physical one. And when the sun is setting, leaving our life behind, it is time to go for the pasture we have so long dreamed of. And once acquired, we ought to be repetitively on the summit of our virtue if we want it to last. And in order to uplift the status within, we ought to always gain resources from the outside.